Time then for Off the Hook. And you know it's WBAI New York because the CD players are not quite working. There they go.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. Oh, Billy Bomb for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood, but Billy Bomb.
And the name of the program is Off the Hook. I am Mike, and I'm joined here in the studio by Jim.
Hello.
And Arseny.
Hi.
And Walter.
Yo.
On the phone is Bernie S. in Philadelphia.
Good evening, Philadelphia.
And Emmanuel joins us from Brooklyn or somewhere.
No, not exactly Brooklyn. Where are you getting your information from?
Well, I called Brooklyn.
I'm in Berlin. Berlin. Begins with the same letter, I guess, and the same number of syllables, but other than that, it's quite different. I'm at the 22nd Chaos Communications Congress, which is basically a computer hacker gathering that's been taking place since 1984 in either Hamburg or Berlin. And this year has been pretty amazing so far. They've actually extended it this year from 3 days to 4 days. So it's running the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. So it just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. And I guess, you know, the sky's the limit as far as this kind of thing goes.
What are some of the things they have there?
Well, they have an incredible amount of bandwidth. In fact, that's how we're talking to you right now. We basically have one of the deck phones that they are known for using at these things, which are basically little PBXs that are inside organizations. And we're routing the call over the internet using a local number in New York City. This isn't costing us a penny. So you're hearing my voice over the internet. There have been all kinds of panels. There's over 100 panels. There's all sorts of just gatherings of people talking to each other, trading information displays, robotic displays, blinking lights displays, you know, all that kind of stuff that we've grown so accustomed to just by going to either the congresses or the once every 4 year hacker outdoor events that take place in Germany, and of course on the other 2 years they take place in Holland. So it's basically, you know, just the usual gathering of minds from all around the world, mostly Europe, of course, because most Americans don't make that trek out to Germany. It's too bad too, because the few who have, well, maybe a few isn't quite the right word, but the few dozens who have, I think are realizing how cool it is.
So you're with some Americans then?
There are Americans here. In fact, I'd like to pass you on to a couple. Redbird is here, and he's going to give you his impressions as to what's going on.
Hello, Redbird.
Hang on.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Pretty good.
What are you seeing in Germany?
Oh, I'm seeing the CCC. I've been at, started yesterday. It's really fun. It's nice to get away from a lot of the American nonsense that's been going on lately. But, there's, you know, nothing too special to report as far as flight stuff. We've always had interesting stories that have to do with security at the airport terminal, and nothing too intense this time. Seemed actually pretty lax compared to the last couple of times that that I flew.
Could you bring your scissors with you?
I did not. I tried to play cool. I didn't. I'm kind of tired of dealing with the TSA agents. But I had kind of a funny conflict this time. The guy was kind of shouting, "Okay, we ask that you take off your sneakers and your jacket." And so I didn't take off my sneakers, but I put my jacket through the X-ray machine. I kind of walked past him, and he got in my face, and he was like, "Oh, you know, sneakers, jacket, X-ray machine, you know, put them all in." And I kind of walked past, and he starts telling me in Spanish to put my shoes in the X-ray machine, and I obviously didn't understand that. And then he starts joking around. He had a pretty good sense of humor. He goes, "Okay, things on your feet for 400. Put them in the X-ray machine." So it was, you know, it seemed a lot more laid back. I didn't really have too much of a conflict there. So, but the conference is great. Everybody here is very friendly. You know, you come into Amsterdam. I flew into Holland, and you know, into the country. It's very great.
You seem to have cut out for a moment there.
Oh, sorry about that. I can't really tell from here, but the conference is going great. There's all sorts of interesting talks going on. There's all sorts of neat little things that people have come up with and, you know, have on display. And, you know, and just walking around, you find all sorts of neat things. And it's really fun.
All right. Anything else to add?
Not too much. Junes is actually here for the first time. I don't know if you want to ask him some questions. He's kind of a newcomer. I've already been to three conferences, so I kind of have he probably has a better perspective than me of what's going on. But first, I'll give you back to Emmanuel. I'm getting all sorts of hand motions here. Hold on one second.
Well, actually, I wanted to ask Ribbert a couple of questions. I know he gave a panel at this conference, and Ribbert, tell us something about the panel that you gave. What was it called? What kind of reaction did you get?
The panel was called Magnetic Stripe Technology, and I basically talked about the MagStripe stuff that I've been working on lately, the MTA, you know, how you can make your own reader, and all sorts of things involved in reverse engineering, proprietary magnetic stripe formats and stuff like that. And it was one of the hour-long lectures that were given in one of the four rooms here. So there, you have a lot of options as far as what sort of lectures you want to attend. And you know, it went really well. It's always great when you finish the lecture to see what kind of people come up with you with different suggestions and different ideas. And actually, about 10 or 20 minutes before I got on the phone here, someone came up to me and, you know, started discussing all sorts of new algorithms that he had thought up for decoding the MagStripe stuff. And it's just always great to see, you know, different perspectives on the work that you've done and new ideas and stuff like that. So that's always what I look forward to at these conferences.
All right, Redbird mentioned that Junes is here. Junes is in Germany and Europe, in fact, for the first time. And I'd like to ask him a couple of things about his experiences here. What's it like being here for the first time?
Well, it's actually very exciting. I'm having a good time. They mentioned, a lot of people are mentioning, this is my first time out of the country, and I realize that I've been missing a lot all this time. all the stories are true. People aren't crazy in the rest of the world like they are back home. But, the conference is going well. Everything's very laid back, but yet well organized. Nobody's like running around with their head cut off, screaming for things to get done. And why isn't this done? Why isn't that? Everything seems to be going pretty well. I'm enjoying myself, and just being over here in this part of the world, it has a calming effect on you. Maybe it's being away from work too. But so how are things back home for you guys? Everything's well?
They're well. I'm not sure how are the people listening over the internet. In your absence.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, well, the last I checked, it was still running, so hopefully that's still the case.
All right, well, we have a lot of confidence in our volunteers.
Yes. Fortunately, it's fairly automatic, so I don't have to be there tending to it 24/7, and I just hope it hasn't gone down between the last time I checked and now. But I don't think it did. I think we'll be all right. But, you guys, every time I'm on the show, I'm usually begging for people to give us bandwidth, so I'm not much of a talker. This is you know, very surreal for me. But
why don't you do that now?
If anyone out there wants to give us bandwidth, we can always use it. It feels kind of funny begging from it from halfway around the world. But, you know, email us, email me, junes@2600.com. You can find my address, the spelling, on the website.
Sorry.
I'm sorry?
You could also email all of us at oth@2600.com.
Yes, that's probably easier to remember. But, yeah, we can always use help. And maybe I'll hand it off back to Emmanuel.
All right. Thank you.
We're standing here in a corridor, a very busy corridor, in fact. It's about 1:10, 1:15 or so in the morning, but this place is still packed full of people. There's a room just on the inside where you can get all kinds of food and drink and hang out on the network, watch videos. It's just incredibly cool, you know, laid back. Everybody just sort of doing their own thing and seeing each other and hanging out and going outside. It's something that I guess I've gotten used to. And as June said, it does have a calming effect just being here in this society where things just get done and people don't seem to stress out over various things. And I just wish more people would experience that.
All right. Any other stuff you want to share with us from Germany, or shall we discuss
some
of the
news? There's people constantly coming by. We have someone else who's here now, Jacob Applebaum, who did a presentation earlier today, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, he's going to tell us something about what it was he was talking about and his impressions of the conference as well.
So far, my impressions of the conference are pretty positive. I find this place to be just really enlightening, with conversations and open dialogue about politics, community, engaging people who aren't a part of this simple, like, you know, scope of the quote-unquote hacker world. We've got everything from, like, hardware art to live music and performances and video projects and social justice issues, and it actually has a really amazing gender balance. So it's quite awesome. And today my talk was about traveling into war-torn Iraq and into post-Katrina Houston and New Orleans. So I just discussed the techniques that I used in order to get into Iraq, crossing over the Turkish border into Kurdistan of Iraq, and what kind of things I needed to do in order to help out in Houston and to help out in New Orleans.
So. Do you want to share maybe briefly some of that with our listeners?
Well, as far as crossing over into Iraq, do a lot of research and make some really good contacts, because it's kind of dangerous and you could end up with your head cut off. As far as the post-Katrina, work with volunteer organizations that are helping people out, and they'll provide you with the documentation you need in order to get across military checkpoints. And whatever they don't provide you with, you just need to act like you're in charge, and social engineering will get you the rest of the way.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's Emmanuel.
Okay, thank you very much, Jacob. Hopefully we'll see you at HOPE in New York during panels like that. There are all kinds of really cool panels, like the Black Ops of TCPIP, or the collateral damage caused by spam and virus filtering. You know, it just goes on, and you sort of regret not being able to see all the panels, because there are just so many good ones. And, you know, the panels are only a part of the conference. Another part of the conference, which has been absolutely incredible, is the network. And in fact, our friend Rob is here from Holland, who actually has taken a commanding lead in the network this year. And coincidentally, it's working. It's working really well. Here's Rob to tell you something about what's going on.
Hey there.
Well, hi, Rob.
Actually, I haven't been doing that much. Other people have been doing all the work, really. But it's working remarkably well. We have got the wireless working. We found a commercial vendor, actually, to replace the stuff that we've been doing in previous years with OpenBSD boxes. And this commercial software is relatively well built, and it detects rogue access points, and it does all sorts of neat things, which apparently can keep 400 or 500 people on the network and can keep all the interference from happening, and it's really nice. And the wired network's really working really well, and we got tons of bandwidth out of this place. In fact, we got too much bandwidth. We're trying to force people to use more. We're putting posters up. We're asking people to file share. But we're not getting people to use more than maybe half a gigabit of the 20 gigabits that we got out of this place.
That's a lot. for our listeners who may not know?
Yeah, it was sort of it got sort of to the point of ridiculous when they were asking all their provider friends to help out, and everybody was sort of trying to top each other in coming up with the coolest bandwidth offers. So eventually we ended up with 2 10-gigabit links out of the place, which is, by all accounts, insane. It's just the only reason we're doing it is because we can, really. There's no rational reason for having 20 gigabits out of a building. And in many ways, it's really weird because there's mid-sized continents that don't have this amount of bandwidth. But it's fun.
I know that I've been trying to get in New York